mama ma ba yo yo mama mi mama ma ya ya ya. Im na 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 yo yo mama ma ya mama mi mama ma 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 ya ya yo. Ini na ya na na yo ya mama.
Bye.
yavoy v'yigoleinu b'dovim yavoy v'yigoleinu hoy b'dovim hoy yavoy v'yigoleinu hoy b'dovim yavoy v'yigoleinu
Good nerve Shabbos. A good nerve Shabbos. That's Steve. Who are our sponsors today?
Thank you to Adam and Fran Edelman for sponsoring in honor of their daughter Ella's engagement to Moshe Deutsch with S of Lakewood.
Mazel tov. Oh,
mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
She wishes she could be here.
Okay, you paid for that. You paid
No, sponsorship does not come with a speaking part.
By the way, that's an extra $50. Seriously. You won't even know what's on your bill, really. Thank you to Yaakov Benzekain for sponsoring in honor of his brother-in-law Akiva, with much hashlach on his new beginnings and exclusive Klal Yisrael during his difficult time, and Rabbi Silber's love of Nusach.
Can't get enough of it.
By the way, this is like Yoni's birthday.
Yes, I understand. This is my divine retribution for Yoni Frager's birthday. Yes.
This was all. Yeah,
I got it.
Next, 803-999 left the group. No, that's not it. thank you to Nathan Adler for sponsoring as a host for the safe and quick return of the hostages and the success and protection of the Greeks.
Amen.
And we're raising money for the building campaign.
Yes, that's on the chat as well. But thank you.
I was audio on that. I didn't get enough copies. Yeah.
You should drop out of 5 of the chats.
There is a buyout option. There is a certain amount that if you contribute, you'll never ever get a message from me again.
You get a private message from the robber when each year is.
That's right. That is correct. Also a tremendous Yashkoch Trib Tzvi for the beautiful spread tonight. Really, really beautiful spread. Incredible. And I will say, please enjoy. We have a great schos to have the fruit of Eretz Yisrael with us tonight. So make sure to sample everything beautiful that comes from Eretz Yisrael. I know it's already Matzei Tu B'Shvat, but it's Erev Shabbos, you know. Yaakov asked me before, like, you know, isn't Tu B'Shvat over? The truth is, when you really understand what Tu B'Shvat is, you begin to understand. I'm sorry? Oh, and Ellie's birthday, Tu B'Shvat. Oh. Ellie's birthday. Ellie, what number? How old?
Old enough.
No, oh, come on.
Old enough to know better.
How old? Age is a badge of honor. How old? You're young.
Young at heart.
There might be a four. Band. No, it's not being recorded. Don't worry about it.
Is this on the podcast?
No, don't worry.
It's public record.
All right, happy birthday, Tali Brahmi. We dedicate our learning. We dedicate our learning. Very, very difficult week for Klal Yisrael. An overwhelming week for Klal Yisrael. And just, you know, the nature of, like, of our people is, every time we kind of think that we have hit the pinnacle of pain and that we've gone ahead and we've experienced everything that we think we're going to experience, then something else happens that just amplifies and simply overwhelms. And so the idea that this week there was one day, 24 hours, in which 24 soldiers were killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, is overwhelming. It's overwhelming. You know, sometimes the danger in numbers is that you begin to just think about numbers as a group. But it's important to understand that every single one of those soldiers, every single one of those precious men, someone's son, could be someone's husband, someone's father, someone's brother, someone's friend. It's 24 worlds that are destroyed. And multiply that by the number of lives that each of those people were interconnected with. It's a churban. It's a churban for Klal Yisrael. Losses like the kind that we have endured, and losses coming on the heels of 110 days of losses. And especially this week, again, it's important that, you know, every loss is significant. But one of the precious soldiers who died Al Kiddush Hashem, a young man by the name of Ayal Twito, who was one of the, he spent a year in our community here at Or Chadash, one of the Shinshinim, one of the young men who came from Eretz Yisrael, to kind of like a year abroad to give back to the greater diaspora Jewish community, lived by Jacob and Julie. It was actually Jacob, I don't know if Jacob really reminded me that he was actually, was it the Purim of COVID? The Purim of COVID, before COVID?
It was COVID year.
And I think we were biased. Right. So I think maybe he was by our house on Purim for the Suda. You know, just a young man with such a, like all of these young men, with such bright and promising futures, a whole lives ahead of them, and lives so tragically cut short. I will say, but we have to remember that there are so many thousands of Jews who have lost their lives, which creates an urgency for us to live more impactful lives. So many have given their life Al Kiddush Hashem, and they've given their lives for us. Every soldier that dies Al Kiddush Hashem, why is he giving his life? He's giving his life for Am Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael. And not just Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, Am Yisrael all over the world. literally people giving their lives for you and me. And if somebody is willing to lay down their life for me, then I have a sacred obligation to make sure that their sacrifice is worth it. And I will say it's a tall order, but I have to ask myself, am I living the kind of life that someone else should be laying down their life for? Am I living the kind of life that warrants someone else sacrificing themselves for? It's a big question. It's a big question. It's an overwhelming question. But every single one of these precious soldiers are giving their lives for you and me. And we have a sacred task, a sacred duty to make sure that their sacrifice was worth it. To make sure that because literally, again, like we say to a little boy at his bris, through your blood, we will live. Through their sacrifice, Klal Yisrael has nitzchius. Through their sacrifice, Klal Yisrael has eternality. Through their sacrifice, we have the ability to live, to grow, to accomplish, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbosai, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shira, Parshas B'Shalach, Matzei Tu B'Shvat. Look at this time that we're sandwiched. We're sandwiched in between the beauty and holiness of Tu B'Shvat, the beauty and holiness of Shabbos Shira. I will say, let's just be makabel upon ourselves. Literally be makabel upon ourselves. That Amir Hashem, we should be zocha to live the kind of lives that validate and make their sacrifices worthwhile. And what we do and how we live, Amir Hashem should provide an aliyah to the neshamas of all of our kedoshim. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give all of their precious neshamas an aliyah. All of their neshamas should find menucha tachas kanfei hashchina. Kodesh Baruch Hu should shower bracha and nechama upon their mishpachas. So I will say most of all, what we yearn for more than we're just singing, Ben David Yavo V'Yigalenu. I say, I don't know if you're feeling it, but I certainly feel just an overwhelming sense of exhaustion. Overwhelming sense of exhaustion. And it's not just getting not enough sleep at night. There's a certain sense of spiritual exhaustion. There's a certain sense of like, Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's too much. It's too much. It's too much. We simply can't go on like this. Ben David Yovel V'Yigalenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's enough. It's been thousands of years of difficulty, thousands of years of adversity, 110 days of overwhelming heartbreak. It's enough. And maybe if each of us just push ourselves a little bit more, rededicate ourselves a little bit more. And whatever your sense of rededication, right? I'm going to get to Shira on time. I'm going to dive in with a minyan every single tefillah. I'm going to make sure not to talk. I'm going to make sure to learn more. I'm going to give more tzedakah. I'm going to do more chesed. Whatever you're going to do to fill in your personalistic blank. Rabbi saying, if we rededicate ourselves, then we say to each and every one of those precious soldiers, Va'omar lochem, bidmechem chayinu. Your sacrifice allows us to live. Your sacrifice maximizes our lives. You gave your life so that we will be zochem yirat Hashem to mekadesh shem shamayim with ours. May we be zochem yirat Hashem to live up to that each and every day. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu shower bracha upon all of Klai Yisrael besoros tovos and halavai. How great will it be? You know, the day is going to come when Mashiach is going to come in Yirat Hashem very soon. And there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. And you know what the best part about Tchias HaMesim is going to be? The best part is that imagine all of us getting together to learn Piyajetzna. But of course, I'm going to be sitting next to David Schwartz on the other end of the table. Right, because the Piyajetzna is going to be here. The Piyajetzna is going to be here. Right? And he's never been greeted by a yeah baby before either. Right? That's going to be, right? That's going to be, he might ask someone to explain that. But when I say, right? And I will say, here's the incredible part, is that every single one of those people who we've ever learned Le'ilui Nishmatam, Le'ilui Nishmasam, in their memory, imagine having those people around the table. Right? Imagine Ayal Twito, all of the other precious soldiers who we all learned Le'ilui Nishmasam, and they'll be there with us. They'll be there with us. We'll all be together in Yerushalayim. We'll all be together in Eretz Yisrael. We'll all be together with the Piyajetzna. We'll all be together with Mashiach. And Miras Hashem, may we be zochet to see that day. Mehira b'yameinu. Amen. Vosid, let's continue. We're picking up tonight in Miras Hashem on page Shin Chof Hey. There should be, I hope I made enough copies. The Svarim are taking a little bit longer than I anticipated, so I apologize about that. So we're picking up at Shin Chof Hey. So Vosid, if you remember again, last week we had the dramatic story of the dramatic story ultimately of the old guy, right, the old man who could not stop thinking about crucifixion. Remember again that whole crazy Maisa. So remember again, I will say, what was the point that the Piagetan was trying to go ahead and bring out from that Maisa? He was trying to bring out that when it comes to our Yetzer Hara, when it comes to the things that are broken inside of us, often we assume, what do we have to focus on? I have to focus on containment and restraint. I have desires to do something. I have wants. I have a Yetzirah. So what's my goal? My goal is contain, restrain. Don't act on impulse. Don't act on desires. Don't do whatever you want to do. And of course, it's absolutely true. But the Piagetan is highlighting, Rabbi says, remember again, there's something even stronger. There's something even higher. What's even higher than containment and restraint is a rooting out of the evil inside. My ultimate goal, because remember again, if I live a life of just containment and restraint, then I will say, what am I like? Remember again, what the Piagetan, what am I like? Who does he compare me to? A criminal. Right? I'm just a criminal. Right? At the end of the day, I'm just like the guy in jail. Can't do whatever he wants because he's contained and restrained. I too can't do whatever I want because I'm contained and restrained as well. I want something more. I want to identify the stuff that's broken. I want to identify the stuff that is negative inside of me. And some way, somehow, I want to purge myself. Most remember again, his mashal with the guy with the stomach ailment. The guy with the stomach ailment is throwing up all the time. So if he goes to an average doctor, what is the average doctor going to treat? What is he going to treat? The symptoms, the vomiting. He'll get him to stop vomiting. But he never addresses the core issue. So you can get the guy to stop vomiting. He'll stop for a little while. Right? But lamaisa, the ailment is still there. As opposed to if you go to the expert doctor will know, I got to get down to the root of this. It's the same thing in Ruchnius. You could address symptoms of spiritual illness, or a person could go after the root cause. I want to find that root. I want to find that ulcer, that spiritual ulcer. And I want to get rid of it. I want to root it out. So we'll say, let's pick up.
A quick question.
Yes.
How does one know when they got to the root?
Oh, good. We're going to get to that. Okay.
Steve is asking,
first of all, how do you know what the root, how do you know when you got to the root? Right? And alongside of that, of course, we haven't even gotten to, so how do you do this? How do you do this whole thing of rooting out? So again, right now, Piagetan is just setting the table for us. So we'll say, page Shin Chof Hey, the paragraph that begins, Va'al Tabahal Baruchah. So we'll say, this is incredible. So the Piagetan says, Va'al Tabahal Baruchah La'ashideni. So Piagetan says, you're probably reading this, and you're getting totally overwhelmed. Totally overwhelmed. Right? And what are you overwhelmed by? You're going to say to me, Eich ani doresh la'akar es kol yitzricha milibcha, ad shegam ha'nefesh lo tis'a va'od, madrega rama, asher David ha'melech ispa'er bava amar v'libi chalal b'kirbi, shaharago li'yitzahara. So I will say the Piagetan says, page Shin Chof Hey, the paragraph that begins, V'al Tabahel. So I will say, so the Piagetan says, I know what you think. You're thinking to yourself, come on. This is a totally unrealistic expectation. I will say, I think many of us, when we learned this piece of the Piagetan last week, on one hand, it's exhilarating, and then it kind of morphs into a feeling of being overwhelming, and then it morphs into like, no, this is not for me. This is not for me. I'm going to focus on the kugel. Right? So I'll say, so, which by the way, Tzvi, it like should be in the museum. It's beautiful. This mamish is beautiful. Really? I'm sorry?
It's not so healthy.
It's incredible. It's healthy. Well, this is fat. This is the fat-free recipe.
Yeah.
Gluten-free fat. So let's just listen to this. So the Piagetan says, you're probably thinking to yourself, totally overwhelmed. We'll say, because what, why? My whole life, I've been focusing on containing and restraining. And to me, that's my struggle, containing and restraining. And if I'm able to contain and restrain, I feel like I'm the top of the world. Like, that's great. I'm not acting out. I'm keeping it together. And now the Rebbe comes along and tells you, no, that's not enough. You have to rid yourself. Rid myself? So let me get this straight. I'm going to get rid of my Yetzirah, so it's not going to be here anymore. That's what we're talking about. I got it. And I understand that there are certain people who can do it, but like that's like Davidic level, Ruchnius. Right? That's not me. A guy like me, I'm happy to contain and restrain. To totally get rid of the Yetzirah. So Rabbi Piaget says, you're probably thinking to yourself, no way I could possibly accomplish this. Ki im tshuvazu belibcha lashideni. So Rabbi Piaget says, if you're thinking that, what does that mean? Simin hu shelo hevanta es trishasi elecha. It means you don't understand what I'm saying. It's incredible. The Piaget says, if you're reading this and you think to yourself, oh, I can't do this, too much for me, above my pay grade, Piaget says, that means you don't understand what it is that I'm asking. Kilo yale alibi laharhiv oz binafshi levakesh mimcha gidolos ke'ila. Piaget says, I would never ask of anyone something that is beyond them. Udvari bazeh heimarak dvarim shetucha lagi aleim. Anything I'm putting over here in the Sefer, says the Piyajatsna, is something that is possible to attain. Something that's possible to attain. Emir Tzashem. B'mashal Niska, so he gives the mashal over here. Mashal, like the mashal we gave. B'mashal Niska Le'el. Harofi Ha'elel. Mistapik Sho'Allah says Lahaki Latzei Schutza. So we'll say, going back to the mashal we saw before, right? The mashal we saw before. The mediocre doctor, right? What is the mediocre doctor going to focus on? No more vomiting, right? And as long as the patient is not vomiting, success. Success, right? The expert doctor, he wants to heal the underlying illness. Now, watch this. This is incredible. Now, when the expert doctor wants to heal the illness, he understands. This is incredible. The expert doctor, what's his goal? Get rid of the illness. Now, people say, what could he not guarantee? What could the best doctor in the world not guarantee you? What? That didn't make sense. It wasn't good English, right? The best doctor in the world can't guarantee you that you're not going to get sick in the future. What he could say is, I'm going to get this illness. We're going to root this out and we're going to solve this problem. But in no way is that an assurance that you're not going to have more health-related problems in the future. And no matter how great the doctor is, he cannot make you any guarantees beyond what is currently within his control. But this, right, this issue now, the stomach ulcer now, he could take care of that right now. So you understand, what's the nimshal? The nimshal is the Piyajetsna says, he said, what I'm talking about over here is an issue of attacking and rooting out our spiritual illnesses as they exist now. And I will say, what's the great challenge of the human condition? The great challenge of the human condition is, you know what happens, that as soon as you cure one spiritual illness, what happens? Something else will come. So don't think that we're describing over here a level where you get to a point where you have no temptations, no problems, no spiritual ailments, everything is fine. That happens. You know when that happens? When you're dead, right? When you die, that's your state of being, right? No problems, at least no physical ones anymore, right? No temptation. That's it. So this is incredible. But the Piagetsna saying is, but the goal is to identify the stuff that is broken and to figure out how to cure the ailment. Not treat it, not manage it, cure it. How do I cure it and get rid of the spiritual ulcer? Recognizing that the human condition is such that as soon as you cure one thing, something else is sure to come. So be ready for it. I will say, and by the way, is this not one of the most frustrating things? If you think about a time when you've really worked on something, and let's say you've gotten to a level where, really, like the Piagetsna describes, maybe even cured it. And how do you feel? You feel great. Feel great, right? Like I'm ready for that interview with Art School for my biography now. Like now I'm ready for it. Let's say, and then what happens? The next day I stumble in something totally new. I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. And it feels like there is no end to this process. And then I have an epiphany that there is no end to this process. Life, spiritual life, is a perpetual process, a perpetual progression of problem solving. Recognizing that as soon as you root out one inner evil or one inner broken kite, something else breaks. Something else is in a state of disrepair. And so my life is going and solving and healing one thing after the other. The Piaget then says, in no way am I describing a state of being where, ta-da, you're done. Mazel tov, right? You've finished. You've finished. You've conquered every ill. You've conquered every evil. There is no longer any disrepair. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. He says, it may happen to some. For example, David HaMelech, Harago liyitzahara shalo yoshev isiseot lo ba'averazu v'lo ba'acheres. So maybe there are some people like that. David HaMelech maybe reached a level like that, right? David HaMelech reached a level ultimately again where the Yitzhara died inside of him and he was done. I was trying to point out, David HaMelech reached that level. But remember, he didn't start at that level. There was a lot of heartbreak and a lot of missteps and a lot of sadness and a lot of personal tragedy until David got to that level. But the PhD, that's not what we're aiming for. We're not aiming for Davidic completion. That's not it. Rather, he goes on, he says, Ve'ani dorish mimcha rak sha'al kol panim berega zeh sha'alsa b'cha taiva machshava midora lo tistapik bazeh shetit chafa v'tastira b'kerav nachshecha. PhD, all I'm asking, I'll say this is so profound, all I'm asking, is that when I struggle with an Avera, resist the temptation just to go ahead and restrain, contain, and bury. See, I both say, we think, and it's such a different way of thinking, we think that the definition of spiritual success is, I have this desire, I really want to do it, I hold myself back. That's a win. Now, by the way, that's true, that is a win. That is a win, right? I'm sorry? Tzadik Gomer, good. We're talking about Tzadik Gomer as well. So that is a win. That is a win. But it's a partial win. We're looking for something much more. We're looking for something so much more than just simply containment and restraint. V'tismach al shesagarta espicha. Don't simply be happy because literally you kept your mouth closed. Meaning that what that means is that you've restrained yourself. Restraint is not enough. Shlo teitziaki. You didn't vomit. Shkoyach. I didn't spiritually vomit, which I will say, again, I want to be clear, that is an accomplishment. Right? I will say, restraining myself, holding myself back from doing something that I so badly want to do, and holding myself back because I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to do it, that is a huge accomplishment. But it's a step in the journey. It is not the end of the journey by any means. He goes on, Rak Terape. So what's our goal? Rak Terape Esapetza Benafshecha. Rosa, by the way, it's also incredible. The Lashon of Petzah Tachas, Petzah Rosa, we're doing this in Daf Yomi now. It's absolutely incredible, right? See, the beauty of Torah, Rosa, this is why. You have to start your day with the Daf. You have to. No, it's not even, I don't get paid by the head, so like you have to. And the reason you have to, Rosa, is because when you learn the Daf, you begin to see something amazing. Everything else in your life somehow converges on the same daf. Yeah, again, we see it every single day. Now, by the way, Amud Yomi, okay, I'm just saying, right? There are many of us who learn Amud Yomi now. We'll say, you know what we're doing Amud Yomi now? Bal Keri. We just said Bal Keri in Daf Yomi, Takanas Ezra. Bal Keri everywhere, right? Mamish, like, right? Then it didn't come out right, but you understand. You understand what I... Yeah. I'm going to go back and edit that a little bit.
Let me start to share
with you. We're going to... But you understand, what's it? At least you got... Very proud of you.
I'm
holding her all day long. So my point is just, again, incredible. Just the word Petzah, right? Petzah tachas Petzah. We'll say this is literally, again, today's Daf Yomi. So the Piaget's narrative over, he says, Rak terape gamas ha-petzah benafshecha. Heal that which is broken in your heart. Heal it. Ach she'ef she yoshu b'cha rotzom ha-machshava lo tov ha-chasu ha-chadosha. Now we'll say, by the way, but again, let's say the best thing in Ruchnius, and this is always the beauty in the Piagetzna's work, the Piagetzna is about real life growth. And what's real life growth? You heal one thing, something else is going to break. And usually I will say it's like 5 minutes after you heal the previous thing. What's the thing in the, whack-a-mole, right? Right. That's what it is. And I don't know. Yeshchach Mabagai, whoever made up, it must have been a Jew. It was a Jew who made up whack-a-mole, right?
He's teaching you how to be problem-free, though. He's teaching you how to attack the problems.
He can't teach. There's no such thing as being problem free. He's teaching you how to be a successful human being, or more specifically, how to be a successful Jew. To be a successful Jew means treat your ailments, not symptoms, but recognize. By the way, no different than the body, right? A person has an illness, so you go ahead, you heal one thing. What almost always happens, again, it's only a matter of time until something else breaks, until something else hurts. It's the same thing in Ruchnius as well. He goes on, he says, hush.
How does one find the equilibrium to be able to, I think we would say in 2024, celebrate the constraint and restraint because of all of the challenges that comes with it, and to be able to pull that off, while at the same time not feeling content with that. One thing sometimes contradicts the other in terms of like the feeling of it. If you are able to really master something, constrain something that you struggle with, and that's something to celebrate because it gives you chizuk,
it's a stepping stone. It's more than just chizuk. It is a valid part. So I think, again, the Piaget is not telling you not to celebrate it, right? In other words, we'll say, just a very important point. I have a desire for something, and I muster up the self-control not to do it. That is cause for celebration. In other words, I should give myself a shkoyach for that. Absolutely.
He's talking about a different goal.
Correct. But I think what the Piaget is highlighting over here is, what's the problem? Is that often we think, okay, like, I did it, and I'm done. All the PHS is highlighting is that's incredible that you exercise self-restraint. That is absolutely incredible. But just know that's not the last step. There's more. So absolutely take the time, give yourself a shkayach, because a person should always recognize, you know, their intermediary accomplishments, so to speak. But at the same time, don't stop. Resist the temptation to think that you're done and move yourself forward. Hashlech, look at his lashon. Hashlech es ha'ash b'chutzah, throw the garbage out. Throw the garbage out. Af sheyashuv v'ya'ale b'cha achar kach avak u'sichi achar mechadash. You know, it's such an incredible thing. You know, I say, you know what happens. You know, sometimes, especially if a person is zocha to live in a house where there's a lot of activity. You ever have like a situation where it's, let's say, very cold that night, and so you take out the garbage. You come back in the house, and literally 5 minutes later, the garbage is full again, right? So the Piaget says, we'll say, it's an incredible metaphor for life. That's what happens. You got to find the courage to take out your trash. But just know that when you turn back around, the bin is going to be full again. And that's okay. That's okay, because what am I going to do? I'm going to keep taking out the trash. I'm just going to keep doing it over and over and over. But the beautiful part is, what's the beautiful part? There's beauty in trash. What's the beauty in trash? As long as it's not the same trash. So I'll say, that's the chap. The beautiful part in life is, as long as it's different trash each time, that means I'm growing. I'm growing because the trash I took out on Monday is not the same trash on Tuesday. Now, Tuesday's trash, I can't believe that it's here. I thought I got rid of all the trash. But Lamaisa, as long as I'm not... See, the problem in life is when you're taking out the same trash over and over and over, that's often indicative of the fact that I'm addressing the symptoms and not addressing the core issue. But if you take out the trash and now you come back, there's more trash, but it's new trash, that means I'm not just addressing symptoms, but I'm actually addressing core issues. Pei Shin Chavav. Shinchavav. Uma itzlazaz. Well, so here we go. Tachlis. How do we do this? So we'll say, now the beautiful part is I have absolute clarity. I think we should start this year maybe at like 6. Could we like maybe make it like dinner?
An appetizer.
An appetizer. maybe we'll do like hors d'oeuvres 6 to 7. We'll do some pairing.
Oh, awesome.
I need more time. We're gonna need more sponsors. Yeah. I need more time. Well, Edelman is in for a couple of hundred because he spoke out. Because he spoke out of turn. And it's Yoni Frager's birthday. So now we're getting into the crux of it. So now I know what I need to do. What I need to do is stop contenting myself with containment and restraint. Stop addressing symptoms. Get to the core issues. And I want to heal myself. Heal thyself. That's what I want to do. I want to heal myself. I want to identify that which is broken. I don't just want to treat it. I want to heal it and purge myself of it. So how do I do it? Here we go. Bosei patient chavav. Uma itza lazeh. What is the Eitzah for this? How do I do this? The Eich Metarim Gam Es HaNefesh. So I will say, how do I stop contenting myself with restraint and containment and ultimately truly purify my soul? So look at what he says. Limut Rav V'tachbulos Shonos Ba'avod V'nechutzos Lazeh. Pejasna says, it's hard. It's really hard. Right? It's really hard. Right? You have to learn. There's a lot of strategies. And a lot of fascinating, a lot of strategies in order to make this happen. But also, listen to this. He says, V'ashem yirachim v'yizakini l'harich mizeh b'makom achar. Piyajesa says, and I'm going to tell you about it in a different sefer. By the way, it's such a good hook, right? So now I have to buy all of them. We're going to see, actually, the Piyajesa talks of, as we go through the sefer, by the way, you're going to see a lot of themes reminiscent of B'nai Machshava Tova. You're going to see a lot of things because there's a lot of overlap in the Piyajetzin's various svarim. So actually what he's referring to over here is in the other sefer, which we're going to learn also at some point in the future, of Hachsharas HaAvreichim, he talks about this concept as well. But he's actually going to go into it over here. Kashan Aveinu. Avarishis. Here it is. Avarishis Kole Itzos. The beginning of this process. The total beginning of this process, v'yisod kol ha'tachbulos, and the first of all strategies, he she'be'atzmecha tidrosh v'tachbots l'takeis l'cha eitza. So ultimately, I'm going to say, listen to this. He says, the first thing you have to do is to try to come up with a plan. Right? Like anything in life, the first thing you always need is a plan. He says, look what this means. He says, sometimes a person is having a difficult time and they need tzedakah. And I will say, if you need tzedakah, there's an obligation to take tzedakah. An obligation. Rebbe will say, but every moment you take tzedakah, how should you feel about taking tzedakah? You should despise the act of having to take tzedakah. Why? Rebbe will say, because the danger in tzedakah is that I become a reliant person. Right? Now, what's the danger in becoming reliant? The danger in becoming reliant on others is that suddenly that morphs into outsourcing your success to others as well. So suddenly again, if I have money, well, it's not up to me. It's up to if someone's going to give me. Well, if money's not up to me, then the truth is life success is not up to me. Nothing's up to me. There's a danger of profound life laziness when you become accustomed to living on handouts. When you become accustomed to living with tzedakah. Gibor achayel, but listen to this. Gibor achayel, a truly strong person. Na'ase rak yishemargish b'melchama sha'achrayis nafsho. Ogam nefasho shalachirim alov. Rebbe will say, here it is. Step number one in this process is recognizing the buck of my life stops with me. No one is responsible for my success except me. No one is responsible for my failures except me. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, it goes without saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. But at the end of the day, when I look at life, the buck of my life stops with me. Achrayis. Only a person who has true achrayis, says the Piyajetzna, has the ability to make something of himself in life. Because otherwise, I will say, if you're not achrayis, if you're not responsible, then hey, I can't fix it. Rabbi Nachman has a beautiful thing. Rabbi Nachman says, "Im ta'amin sha'ata yachol la'hareis." If you believe that you have the ability to destroy, ta'amin sha'yachol livnos. Believe that you have the ability to build. What the Rebbe says is the most powerful mindset in life is achrayis. I am responsible for me. I'm responsible for me. My father didn't love me enough. My mother didn't spend enough time with me. My siblings weren't nice to me. My first grade teacher gave me cookies last. My Rebbe talked not nicely to me. All this kind of, right? We'll say, everybody's got a whole list of stuff. My employer never recognizes my abilities. My wife doesn't do this. My kids aren't this. My parents this. The rabbi's uninspiring. Right? All the different things, right? We've got it all queued up. about everyone who is at fault for me not being the best version of myself. Says the Piagetsna. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. You own you. The buck of your life stops you. Now, both say, now again, does it mean that what other people do doesn't have an impact on who I am? Of course they do. Of course it does. Of course it does. But I both say, don't go through life. Don't go through life giving other people all the power. The power of who you are and what you are and what you want to make of yourself is yours and yours alone. And I both say, it makes sense that the Piagetsna says this is step number one, right? Because if you don't have a sense of achrayus, I would say, if I don't have a sense of achrayus, says the personal responsibility, then what? I can't fix anything. Because say, it's not my fault. I'm powerless. I will say, and people love to do this all the time, right? Powerlessness, it sounds strange, but powerlessness is one of, it's so attractive. It's so attractive. I will say, these are these parashos. Every single time our ancestors ran into problems in the desert, what do they do? Let's go back to Egypt. They will say, because it's difficult to be free, because freedom means autonomy, and freedom means responsibility, and freedom means destiny. Our ancestors didn't want that. They didn't want the buck of life to stop with them. They wanted someone to tell them what to do. So every single time something went wrong, they simply reverted back to what they knew, which was being slave. A slave has no autonomy. They will say, we love yielding responsibility to other people. Because suddenly what I am or what I'm not is no longer about me. It's someone else's fault. Piaget says, well, then close up the sefer. Close up the sefer. Because if you're not ready to be a Baal Achrayus, if you're not ready to take responsibility over your life in totality, then you can't root out the things that are broken. If you're going to think about everyone who's responsible for you not self-actualizing, then at the end of the day, at most, you could address symptoms, but you will never be able to root out the illness. He goes on, he says, V'lo ya'ilu lo atzas upekudav rashav levadam, im lo yitakes, v'lo yechadish kam ba'atzmo etzos, eich lihinatzal min ha'sakram api ha'drach ha'shalem du. B'derech chazal, v'rabasim ha'kadosh, let's just finish the paragraph, zatzal, mukhrochim lalachas v'lishmor shal lintos chas v'shalom, afilu kichut ha'asar yaminu smol, ulevakish v'lachpor v'lechapes limtso gam be'atzmenu etos api devreim kadosh zatzal al kol tzar v'tzar sanefesh alo savo v'az nucha lios ki bori achal b'tzva Hashem. Now, here's the beautiful part. The beautiful part is that sometimes what scares us about taking responsibility over our lives is like, how am I going to do it? So I want to be a Baal Achrayus, I want to take responsibility, but how am I going to do it? Bosei, here's the beauty. What's the beauty of Torah? Bosei? Not a day goes by, whether it's in Daf Yomi, Amud Yomi, Piagetsna, Shnayim Mikra, whatever you're learning, I will say, not a day goes by that you don't walk away with some profound life lesson that helps you to become the best version of you. So Piagetsna says sometimes we're scared to take ownership over our lives because we're scared that I can't do it on my own. And the Rebbe says it's okay. You don't have to do it on your own. You've got HaKadosh Baruch Hu on your side. You have Chazal on your side. You have Daf Yomi on your side. You have Piagetsna on your side. And what do all these things do, Rebbe? So what do all of them do? They arm us with the right nuggets of knowledge. They arm us with the right dose of inspiration. They arm us with the necessary life yisodos to be able to take informed responsibility over our lives. Don't be afraid of taking the ownership because you don't know what to do. Everything and anything we need in order to be successful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in his Torah, and Chazal give us in their Svarim. He goes on, he says, let's just finish up the paragraph. Va'az nuchal lios gibor achal b'tzva Hashem, la'avor u'lishamish b'divrei, v'darki rabbisina k'doshim zal, v'lo niya chas Hashem k'gibor, lo yuchol la'oshia. As long as we arm ourselves and bolster ourselves and nurture and nourish ourselves with Torah, we'll have all of the information, all of the lessons necessary in order to be successful. So Rabbi Osei, so now what we emerge from the Piagetsna is step one in our journey ultimately, again, of taking responsibility over healing ourselves, purging ourselves of the ailments that afflict us, not just containment and restraint, but a little healing, achrayis. One word. We'll say one word, responsibility, that makes all the difference. Yeah, it all starts by being a Baal Achrayus over my life. I will say, wow. All right, Shkoyach, we'll stop over here for tonight. The Mishnah to be continued tomorrow. Mayriv in the main shul.
I don't know.